and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, question, Elsie. Do you prefer sweet or salty snacks?
我喜欢是甜的还是咸的点心啊？甜的还是咸的？Sweet snacks.
Okay.
我想我是喜欢甜的。I love chocolate、mm-hmm. and all kinds of sweet cookies.
Well, I love both.
To be
honest, I love a nice salty chip or some salty popcorn, but I also love cookies and cake and all those yummy things.
Yum.
So I know how difficult it can be to turn down a chocolate treat.
Perhaps you need some help cutting sugar out of your life.
Do you think?
Maybe, and I think I need it too.
Okay, well, do you have any ideas?
Yeah, actually I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Let's take the quiz in today's article.
Okay, good idea. We can get started on that right now.
Are you a sugar addict?
It's snack time. However...Before you dig into your sweet treat, think about the sugar in it. Studies show our brains treat sugar like a reward. Sugar makes us feel good. If we want this feeling to continue, though, we have to eat even more sugar. This can lead to sugar addiction. Are you a sugar addict? Take this quiz to find out. 1.How often do you go out of your way to eat sugar? Always, sometimes, never. 2. How often do you feel guilty when you eat sugar? Always, sometimes, never. 3. How often do you lie about eating sugar? Always, sometimes, never. 4.How often do you reach for sweets when you're sad? Always, sometimes, never. What's your score? Always, 2 points. Sometimes, 1 point. Never, 0 points.
Word power!
Sugar.Sugar. There's a lot of sugar in these cookies. They're too sweet for me. There's a lot of sugar in these cookies. They're too sweet for me. Continue. Continue. Continue, continued, continued. The students continued talking.Even after the teacher asked them to be quiet. The students continued talking, even after the teacher asked them to be quiet. Lie, 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 lied, lied. Alan lied. He told his parents he was with his friends, but this wasn't true.Alan lied. He told his parents he was with his friends, but this wasn't true. Reach, reach. Polly reached across the table to get the salt. Polly reached across the table to get the salt.
Okay, today's article starts out with a nice yummy sentence. It says, it's snack time.
I love snack time. 点心时间到了。Can I have some snacks now?
No, of course not. We're teaching.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, let's continue on in the article, snacks later. It says here, however, before you dig into your sweet treat, think about the sugar in it.Now, a few things to talk about in there, but first we're going to talk about word power number one. That's the noun sugar. It's spelled S-U-G-A-R, sugar. Let's find out what it means. Okay, we have word power number one here. It's the noun sugar. Sugar is a substance that you can get from plants to make the things you eat and drink sweet.Now, sugar is in a lot of food and drinks these days, especially fruit juice, but it's not very good for our health. Here's an example. There's a lot of sugar in these cookies. They're too sweet for me. There's a lot of sugar in these cookies. They're too sweet for me.
Sugar 就是糖，那这个字呢不可数哦。所以我们例句说有好多的糖，我们用的是 a lot of sugar。那例句在说什么呢？讲更仔细一点呢，例句说啊，这些饼干里面有很多糖，它们对我来说太甜了。那在我们文章的句子里面，我们还看到了 dig in 这个片语是开始大吃的意思。所以呢，有的时候我们要开动，会先说 let's dig in， 让我们开动吧。那文章里面说到啊，不过呢，在你开始吃你的甜食之前，想想看里面的糖。Oh no, I don't want to think about the sugar in my sweet treat.
Well, it depends how many sweet treats you're eating, but maybe you should think about it. Now, when I was given the definition for sugar, I did say that sugar is not very good for our health. But there is something that I should say. Some sugar is good for your health.
Yeah.
Those are the natural sugars that you find in fruit. But fruit is not as healthy in a drink as it is just by eating it.
Oh, so we better just eat the fruit.
Just eat the fruit. You'll get the healthy parts of the fruit, and those natural sugars in there aren't going to hurt you too much.
Thanks for telling me that.
Okay, well, here's what the article says next. It says, studies show our brains treat sugar like a reward.
Brain 是大脑。Reward 是奖励奖赏。So what does it mean?
Okay, so basically what's happening is the sugar is going into your body.
Yeah.
And things in your body, I don't know what they're called, some fancy science name.
Yeah.
Bring the feelings that the sugar gives you to your brain.
I got it.
Your brain goes, oh yeah.
You feel better.
Yeah.
所以研究显示糖对我们的大脑来说像是一种奖励。
Okay, and that's why here in the article it says, sugar makes us feel good.
That's right. 糖会让我们心情变好。No wonder after I have candy, I feel happy.
Exactly, and before you have the candy, you go, oh, I know that sugar's gonna be good. All right, but so we know that the sugar makes us feel good. It makes our brain go, yes, I want this. But here it says...If we want this feeling to continue, though, we have to eat even more sugar. So there's more and more and more and more to feel happy, 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 happy. All right, well, we use the verb continue in there. It's spelled C-O-N-T-I-N-U-E, continue. Let's find out what it means.All right, we're talking about the verb continue for word power number two. Continue, to make it past tense or in a past participle, you just add the letter D to the end. Continue, continued. Now, the verb continue means that something keeps going or does not stop. So when we experience something good, like the way that sugar makes us feel, we don't want that thing to end. We want it to continue or keep going. Here's another example sentence. The students continued talking even after the teacher asked them to be quiet. The students continued talking even after the teacher asked them to be quiet.
Continue 这个动词呢是持续继续，那后面我们可以直接加上一个动名词来代表持续继续做的事情是什么。那例句说啊，学生们继续谈话，即使他们老师叫他们安静。不过呢，回到文章啊，我们说，如果我们想要让这种感觉继续的话，我们就必须摄取更多的糖。But we will gain weight. 我们会变胖，会变重 if we have more sugar. And I believe there will be other problems too.
Right. So we did talk about sugar not being very good for your health. We don't just gain weight, but we get some diseases and stuff like that. It can hurt our teeth, all of these things. Also, here's another problem. It says this can lead to sugar addiction.
Lead to 这个片语是导致，所以这样一直摄取糖分而让自己觉得更开心，会导致 sugar addiction， 就是糖上瘾。
You can be addicted to a lot of things,
yeah.
right? Yeah. But here we're talking about sugar. You can be addicted to alcohol or
drugs
or things like that. Maybe even coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe sleep like me. All right. But here we're talking about sugar. So here we're saying we have to eat more and more sugar to keep feeling good. Now, that isn't very good. Now, is that why eating more and more of it can lead to addiction?
Yes, and I think all addictions are bad, including sugar addiction.
I think a lot of people don't know that they have a sugar addiction. All right, now here the article continues to say, are you a sugar addict? Take this quiz to find out.
你是糖上瘾的人吗？不妨做做看这个小测验，来看看自己到底是不是糖上瘾的人。我们刚刚说糖上瘾症是 sugar addiction， addiction 就是成瘾的那个瘾头，它是一个名词。那我们刚刚有提到的像是 drug addiction 毒瘾， alcohol addiction 酒瘾，都用 addiction 这个字哦。那这边我们看到的是 addict， 它是成瘾者。I don't think I'm a sugar addict.But I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'm one, but maybe I'm not. I don't know.
One more thing I did want to say about the word addict. Now, when we use it as a noun, we say addict. We have the stress on the a. But when we use it as a verb, we say addicted.
没错。名词是 addict, 那动词对什么东西上瘾、我们念作 addict.
Okay, well, don't worry, Elsie, we're going to find out if we are sugar addicts.、
Okay.
Not quite yet, first we're going to go over what the quiz is, okay? So, are you ready for question number one?
Yep.
Question number one, how often do you go out of your way to eat sugar? Now, we have three answers.、Mm-hmm. Don't answer them quite yet. Always, sometimes,Or never.
How often 在问的是多长或是多久一次。那 to go out of one's way to do something,、mm-hmm. 就是想尽办法不怕麻烦的去做某件事情。所以你多长想尽办法摄取糖分 ?Always, 总是 ,sometimes, 有时候还是 never, 从来不。我们现在先到 Matchbox 里头听讲师讲解更多关于 how often 的用法。
找亮点。
好冷啊，不想动。好啦，我看你们应该也猜得到哈，我就是那个史上最最最最懒的蛋黄哥的姐姐，蛋黄姐啦。你们要干嘛？让我继续睡可以吗？
我知道你们一定超级羡慕我的吧？我的特长啊，就是懒，无极限的懒。哎，还记得啊？有一次啊，有人问我说 ，How often do you take a rest from work？ 哎，你工作多久会让自己休息一下呢 ？Hello， 这还用说吗 ？I take a rest every 5 seconds。我大概每五秒就会休息一次吧。哎，拜托，我现在能这样一直跟你们讲话，我都觉得真的太神奇了。没错，你们都听到刚刚我用了一个 How often。的问句了吧？哎，这也是我们今天的重点哦，一起来看看怎么用吧。那同学们呢、啊，应该知道 often 这个字呢有常常的意思。那如果呢，我们今天把它搭配上 how 当句首来发起的一个问题的话 ，how often 怎么样怎么样怎么样，加一个问号，就是呢在问一个人啊某个动作发生的频率。简单来说啊，就是啊问你哎多久呢会怎么样怎么样的意思啦。所以啊，像我一开始说，有人问我啊 ，how often do you take a rest from work， 在 how often 后面直接加上你的问句 ，Do you take a rest from work？ 你工作会休息吗？那 how often 呢？多久发生一次啊？再举个例子好了，大家啊看我啊、哦、这么懒的，一定也很好奇，哎，那我有没有运动的习惯啊？他们啊就会问我说 ，How often do you exercise？ How often do you exercise？ 你多久会运动一次呢？那一样啊，在这个 how often 后面呢，直接加上一个问句 ，Do you exercise？ 你运动吗？那 how often 呢？多久一次啊？这个问题啊，一定要回答吗？哎呦，好啦，对，没错 ，I never exercise，I never exercise。 我都不好意思说。对啦，我从来不运动的，怎么样？就很懒嘛。好啦，既然回答了，那我也顺便说一下好了。How often 答句这部分呢？那你在询问一个人做某件事情的次数，就是啊，指某件事发生的频率嘛。啊，所以呢，当然啦，通常我们呢会搭配我们的频率副词来回答咯。像我说 I never exercise， 我就用了 never 来表示我从来没有运动过的意思哦。那另外呢，在一开始别人问我工作多久会让自己休息一下的时候，那我也回了 I take a rest every 5 seconds。 这时候句尾的 every 5 seconds 也是用来指我休息这件事情的频率啦，那就是大概是每5秒一次这样子咯。好，那蛋黄姐呢，额外再帮你们补充一下咯。 How often 问句呢，不一定只能用在现在式哦，那过去式呢也是 OK 的啦。像是啊，如果我想知道你们小时候通常早餐呢、啊、都多久吃一次鸡蛋啊。 How often did you have eggs for breakfast when you were little？ 你可以发现啊，我可以用过去式 did 来提问哦。以上 How often 的用法都学会了没有啊？啊，我要来去睡了啦。
So what's the next question?
Okay, question number 2 asks, How often do you feel guilty when you eat sugar? Always, sometimes, or never?
Guilty 这个形容词就是感到内疚的。你多常在摄取糖分的时候感到内疚呢？这是第二个问题哦。And the third question is...
Okay, question number 3. How often do you lie about eating sugar? Always, sometimes, or never? Now this is a good one. Okay, so let's take a look at the verb lie in that question. Lie is a verb. It's spelled L-I-E, lie. And we're going to find out what it means right now.Okay, the verb lie can be made into past tense or a past participle by just adding the letter D, just like we did for continue. So lie, lied, L-I-E-D. Now, when you lie, you tell someone something that is not true. You do this on purpose, and there are many reasons that people lie. Sometimes it's because you don't want the person to know the truth, because you might get in trouble, or someone might think you're a bad person. Here's an example sentence.Alan lied. He told his parents he was with his friends, but this wasn't true. Alan lied. He told his parents he was with his friends, but this wasn't true.
Lie 这个动词呢，在这边当作说谎的意思。那它的过去式跟过去分词，我们直接在字尾加上 d 就可以了。那 lie 还有另外一个意思哦，是躺的动作。那它的三态就不是规则变化了，它的三态是 lie, lay, lay。那我们的例句说什么呢？例句说啊 ，Ellen 说谎了，他告诉他爸妈说啊，他跟朋友在一起，但这不是真的。所以，我们第三个问题是你多常骗人说你没摄取糖分？
Okay.
Is there another question?
There is. There's one more question. Okay, question number 4. How often do you reach for sweets when you're sad? Again, always, sometimes, or never. Now, we saw another verb power word in that sentence, the verb reach. Reach is spelled R-E-A-C-H, reach, and it's a verb. Let's find out what it means.Okay, the verb reach means that when you reach for something, you use your arm and hand to lift or grab something that's close to you, or just a little bit far away. You're going to try to get it with your hand and arm. Here's an example sentence. Polly reached across the table to get the salt. Polly reached across the table to get the salt.
Reach 这个动词呢是伸手拿的动作。那例句说啊 ，Polly 手越过桌子拿盐巴。所以，我们接下来这个问题是在说，你多常在难过的时候伸手出去拿甜食来吃 ？Have you answered all the 4 questions？ 同学们，你们都有答回答问题了吗
？You'll find out our answers soon, but we're not going to tell you yet. Okay, what we have to do next is.Here in the article, it says, what's your score? Okay, so always, if you answered always, 2 points. If you answered sometimes, 1 point. If you answered never, 0 points.
好，所以你如果回答是总是，你就得两分。偶尔 sometimes 你就得一分，从来不你就得零分。So check your score、mm-hmm. and we'll find out if you are a sugar addict in tomorrow's article.
Oh, I hope I'm not.
Now、right. let's go to our review time.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time.We are going to take the quiz. All right, so.
I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Remember, always 2 points, sometimes 1 point, never 0 points. Okay, Elsie, I'm going to write your name down here.
Okay.
I'm going to write my name. Now, question number one. How often do you go out of your way to eat sugar?
Sometimes.
Okay.
What about you?
For me, this one,I think I'm going to have to go never. I never, like, I'll buy sugar if I see it, but、
you.
I'm never going to go, I must remember to stop、
good、
at the grocery、
you.
Store. So I give you a two, you get a one. Okay. Number two, how often do you feel guilty when you eat sugar?
Always.
Oh, okay. Always. For me, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.Okay, number three. How often do you lie about eating sugar?
说谎倒没有 never.
Yeah, me neither. If I'm going to eat sugar, I'm going to eat sugar. Number four. How often do you reach for sweets when you're sad?
Sometimes.
Okay. This one, I'm probably going to have to give myself an always.
Always.
Yeah. It just makes
okay,
me feel
so
better.
Okay, so what's your score?
Okay, so I have...Three.
Mm-hmm.
And you have?
Four.
Okay, not too bad.
Looks good.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's the end of our article today. You guys don't get to find out if we're sugar addicts yet. You have to wait until tomorrow. So we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you a sugar addict?
It's snack time. However...Before you dig into your sweet treat, think about the sugar in it. Studies show our brains treat sugar like a reward. Sugar makes us feel good. If we want this feeling to continue, though, we have to eat even more sugar. This can lead to sugar addiction. Are you a sugar addict? Take this quiz to find out. 1.How often do you go out of your way to eat sugar? Always, sometimes, never. 2. How often do you feel guilty when you eat sugar? Always, sometimes, never. 3. How often do you lie about eating sugar? Always, sometimes, never. 4.How often do you reach for sweets when you're sad? Always, sometimes, never. What's your score? Always, 2 points. Sometimes, 1 point. Never, 0 points.
Sugar. Sugar.There's a lot of sugar in these cookies. They're too sweet for me. There's a lot of sugar in these cookies. They're too sweet for me. Continue, 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 continued, continued. The students continued talking even after the teacher asked them to be quiet.The students continued talking, even after the teacher asked them to be quiet. Lie, 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 lied, lied. Alan lied. He told his parents he was with his friends, but this wasn't true. Alan lied. He told his parents he was with his friends,But this wasn't true. Reach, reach. Polly reached across the table to get the salt. Polly reached across the table to get the salt.